The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and good afternoon to sports fans as well. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. March Madness, baby. That's what's on my mind, along with some other things as well, obviously. We got NBA basketball. The playoffs are just around the corner with that as well. I think it starts April 15th. Major League Baseball, we got the boys of summer, but the boys of spring right now in our backyards. So there is a ton of things to talk about. Got to welcome in my tag team partner in crime, none other than Jeff Rich. Good morning, Jeff. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing well. You know, March Madness doesn't really make you think of fun in the sun, but there I was, St. Patrick's Day, jumping into the pool. What weather we've had this week, but I'm hibernating inside. I'm watching basketball, man. It's March Madness. I love it.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. We want to hear from you. We've already got Mitch on hold from Santa Monica, so let's just kind of keep it going, man. I want to hear from sports fans all over the place. That's what this is all about, man. It's about talking sports right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat screen TV, a high capacity ultra quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you. Imagine if they even delivered it, set it up, and serviced it at no additional cost. Well, that store exists. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed. Affordable payment plans. Delivery, setup, and service included. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace from Dr. Approved Medical at little to no cost. Many people are now using our brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and feel relief that they haven't had in years. Don't let your back pain get worse. Call 800-507-1148. Call now and get free shipping plus a free, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supply.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. March Madness in full throttle as the first game of the day just got underway. Michigan and Louisville are going at it. I think it's going to be a pretty good basketball game. I kind of like Michigan and their toughness, to be honest with you, Jeff. I think that they go out there and they just play. They can shoot the ball. All those guys can shoot the rock pretty well, to be honest with you. They got like four guys that can go out there and just shoot three balls. So I think Michigan gives Louisville everything they can handle. I know we got a caller, Mitch in Santa Monica. We'll get to him in just a moment. But how excited are you for the day's action of March Madness, Jeff?
Well, if Friday was any indication, the winners, you know, are going to give us a good show. We're going to get some quality basketball. And I think that regardless of results, we're going to have a pretty solid Sweet 16 field. And, you know, big ups to the Big Ten for showing up outside of maybe Minnesota, who, you know, that's your alma mater, but you're from Wisconsin. So does it take the sting off of the Gophers first round exit to see the Badgers take down the defending national champions and get to that second weekend?
Yeah, I mean, look, it'll be a very, very good day of watching college basketball. I have no doubts on my mind. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. We want to hear thoughts. We do want to hear opinions from people. I know there's Sparty fan, and I'm seeing people on my Facebook live feed throwing out all kinds of stuff now. This is your opportunity to get in on the conversation. Yeah, you can throw me those things on Facebook Live, and I will definitely say them if they make sense and whatnot. But if you have an opinion, if you have a take, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. We want to hear from you. We want to know what's on your mind. We want to hear what you think about the games today. We want to think about the games that have happened already. Let's jump out to the phones and let's hook up with Mitch in Santa Monica. He's a regular on the program. You got the Dorf man. You got Jeff Rich. What's on your mind today, Mitch?
Top of the morning to you, fellas. And yes, Andy, I do have an opinion and I do have a take.
Awesome.
I've actually was posting earlier how I thought this tournament, and let me make a point here for a minute, it just doesn't feel as exciting as it's been in the past. You know, there's been so many blowouts. The first 2 days were kind of like, you know, besides the Northwestern game and the USC game, there were just terrible games. Now, granted, there were some underdogs who won, but they blew people out. It was like it was almost getting unwatchable where I would come home Thursday nights and Friday nights here in California, and we just have a blast watching just fireworks, all these games going by, but it was just kind of nothing. And I was kind of disappointed in the tournament. However, we start off yesterday with Wisconsin, who was upset about their eighth seed. Big deal. If they got their 4 or 5 seed, they would have been playing Villanova next week anyway. So you get them out of the way a week earlier, and all of a sudden the tournament gets blown upside down, but yet then we still didn't have that many great games. Actually, the best games of the tournament for back-to-back was Northwestern. I love the Northwestern story and their fan base going to Salt Lake City from all over the country. They were fantastic. Yeah. I was on the Northwestern bandwagon, but I love Jordan Matthews and Gonzaga. I like seeing Gonzaga tested. I love seeing Northwestern stay in there, but to me, Gonzaga's looking really tough. And I'm looking forward, hopefully, to a Gonzaga-Wisconsin Final Four showdown.
Pretty interesting. Hey, let me ask you this, Mitch. And again, we want thoughts. We want opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. That's how you can get in on the conversation. You know, you said something a little bit interesting, and I'm of the same. I think I'm on the same party as you. I think it's better for a team like Wisconsin or one of those 11 seeds or whatever it is to get the big dog a little bit earlier in the tournament, because I feel that as the tournament goes on, those better teams or the teams that are supposed to win realize that they're supposed to win, and they start to get better and they become more difficult to beat as the tournament goes on. So a lot of people were upset about Wisconsin getting a low seed and felt that they should have been somewhere around a five. I guess my point is that to be the best, you got to beat the best. So why does it matter when you play that team? And me personally, I feel like if you get a big dog earlier in the tournament, first or second round, they are more susceptible to going down early in a tournament than they would be late in a tournament. How do you feel about that?
I completely agree. And we're right, your home state, or today's home state, Arizona, did that for many years as being a high seed and then falling early. I completely agree. You know, you eventually have to play them. Why not get it over earlier when you've got arenas that are jam-packed with more of a diverse fan base, than as you get closer and closer, it gets more of a home or hostile crowd because you have less and less games in those buildings. You know, you've got all these, you know, doubleheaders and whatnot, and people traveling around. So I think it's great, you know. And what does it matter if you're an 8 or a 4, really? I mean, it's one round, you know. With, like I said, if they were a 4 or a 5 and they won, they would have played Villanova in the next round anyway. So you get it done earlier, and give us a little bit of excitement. You know, Jeff, you said that Friday was exciting. You know, I guess I thought Friday was a boring day, and that's why I'm kind of worried that today it's just going to be kind of a dud. I mean, people won who were supposed to win. People win who weren't supposed to win. But there were like 20-point blowouts, and the games became unwatchable by the end. I mean, it's like...
But look at the matchups you have today versus those. You have Michigan playing Louisville. I think that's going to be a good game. I hate to say it there. That is going to be a good game, and it's close right out of the gate so far. Wichita playing Kentucky. I think Wichita is better than people think. They're on a big hot streak coming into this tournament. Michigan State playing KU. Look, bottom line is Michigan State maybe doesn't have the same team that they've had over the seasons. They do have Tom Izzo, though, and they're always ready to play come March Madness. Arkansas playing North Carolina. I think Arkansas is going to give them a lot of fits. They're athletic. They can get up and down the floor. Rhode Island playing Oregon, maybe that's a little bit lopsided, but you never know. We'll see. USC playing Baylor, I think that's an interesting game too. USC has come out of the woodwork and played great the first couple rounds of the tournament. South Carolina, Duke, there's some interesting ones. Cincinnati, UCLA. I actually think you're going to see a lot of good matchups today, Mitch. I really do. I think as the tournament goes on now, you know, you usually – Thursday and Friday, the first weekend, buzzer beaters, drama, you name it. We're going to get that sooner or later. Maybe it happens today. Maybe it happens in the Sweet 16. It's coming, man. I promise you. It's absolutely coming.
I completely disagree, because usually on Saturdays and Sundays is where you get those blowouts and overmatches, because you get their 11-3s or the 12-4s or you know, 11-2 matchups.
Mitch, the gap's not quite as wide. I mean, look at the closest projected game of Sunday. You have Wichita State and Kentucky. It's a 10 and a 2. Why is that a 3.5-point spread?
You know what? Forget, throw out the spreads. Because I guarantee if you look at the spread versus the final scores over Thursday and Friday, I don't think they were close at all. And I have no factual basis to that. At all, but I am sure there were so many 20-point lopsided victories, or Kansas, you know, 40 points over UC Davis. You know, I mean, these guys' teams haven't even been tested at all. I mean, North Carolina had a ridiculous win. Duke had a ridiculous win. I sure hope we get some great basketball today. There's nothing more that I want than to sit inside on a beautiful, sunny 72-degree day in Santa Monica, California, and watch basketball. All day.
Hey, let me ask you this, and this is how we'll let you rock and roll. Right. How happy are you that the Wisconsin Badgers pulled that off, and you can see all those dollars that you're spending on a great education going into play, man? How does it feel? Honestly, how does that feel?
I listen, I'm enjoying the heck out of it. To be honest, I went to go watch my kid play high school baseball during the game because I was like, you know, I was kind of taking the Wisconsin team limped into this tournament. Honestly, I thought they got a gift as being an ace seed. Granted, what they did, you know, all year and whatnot, but at the end, they were terrible. I'm like, this is a throwback team. It's basically the leftovers from the Kaminsky-Decker team from 2 years ago that went to the final championship game. But what they did is fantastic. I'm, you know, hey, listen, I'll support them. I've got a tremendous investment in that school, and my daughter is killing it.
I'll tell you what, I think Nigel Hayes redeems himself for an underwhelming season with six good games here in March and April.
Yeah, and not only that, obviously may help himself get into the NBA. I think it's going to be tough for him in the NBA because he's kind of a tweener, but definitely will earn his stock. Mitch, as always, really appreciate you taking time out with us. We'll catch up with you. What else, man? One more thing. Go ahead.
I want to know about your two guys' brackets. Did you guys have Villanova? And are you guys busted yet? And who did you guys pick in the finals?
I'm not busted. I've got U of A playing Kansas in the finals, so I'm okay as far as my bracket goes. Yeah, I took a hit with Villanova, but I think I had them losing in the Elite Eight, if I'm not mistaken.
You know, I don't even bother filling one out, but I've got U of A winning it all.
Come on, John! Oh, my goodness gracious. All right, then I'll wait for baseball season for you. And by the way, Team Israel, don't tell me it's overblown spring training, Jeff. That was terrible. That was a bad, bad comment you gave me last weekend. It was wonderful.
They're not in mid-season form. That's the only point to that.
Hey, good stuff. Good stuff as always, Mitch. Really love hearing from you every week, man. Mitch in Santa Monica is a diehard sports fan, so we love hearing from diehard sports fans. 1-800-878-7529. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And on machine choking out. Left of me, it's all over but the shouting. It's all done but the beat. It's all healed but the hurting. It's all gone but the need.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? for a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Pump up the volume. Pump up the volume.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Thoughts, opinions, encouraged, definitely welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter, at By Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. And then also check us out on the Dorf on Sports Radio Twitter handle at where, Jeff? How's that one?
The Dorf on Sports Twitter handle is at DorfShow_co. And you can get us on Facebook. Just look for Dorf on Sports.
At DorfShow_co for that Twitter handle to check out the stuff that we tweet out as a radio show. Obviously, I have my own opinions, and then Jeff has his opinions, and then we have collective opinions that we like to share with you. But truth be told, we love to hear from people. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Just got done with a great caller that always calls us all the time in Santa Monica, California, none other than Mitch. He's famous on this program, to be honest with you. But let's get back into some things here. I just kind of want to go around it because we do have another guest coming in the 40-minute segment. So we'll check in with, I believe, Stephen Thomas at that time. So comedian from L.A. We love talking to him. We love just talking to people about sports in general. But let me ask you some things here. Michigan, Louisville, as the game is kind of unfolding before our eyes, because that's the first game that's on. It's tight. I thought it was going to be tight. I think it's going to be nip and tuck the whole way. This is a game to me that could come down to a final possession, Jeff. If Michigan can continue to hit the three ball the way that they did in that first round, obviously they're going to be tough for anybody, but I like the way that Michigan plays, man. They're tough. They don't give up. They fight and they play pretty solid, disciplined basketball. Louisville has been solid all season long as well. I think this is a great matchup. I really do. And I disagree with Mitch. I think there's a lot of really good matchups on Sunday at the March Madness tournament this week.
Oh, no doubt. You know, and Michigan's kind of figured out the whole secret to this winning basketball thing. Just don't miss any shots. But it's a little bit of an adjustment, I think, for these Big Ten teams. They've been playing, you know, if you watch Big Ten basketball during the regular season, I mean, no blood, no foul. I mean, they let them play basketball in the Big Ten. And I think that once you get to this NCAA tournament, you know, touch fouls are called a little bit more. And, you know, they had to squeak it out against Oklahoma State in the opening round. But that's a good basketball team. You know, they got hot at the right time, took their conference tournament. They beat a Wisconsin team that looks like they're a pretty good basketball team. So I look at Michigan, you know, they're a 7 seed, but they're probably a little underseeded, you know, just because of the record, you know, 11 losses. It's tough to justify putting you in that top tier, in that top 16, even as a conference champion in a conference that everybody thought looked pretty good until conference tournament time. And then everybody was down on them. Michigan State shows up, Wisconsin shows up, Northwestern wins their first NCAA tournament game in school history. I mean, you know, a lot of good things for the Big Ten, and they're going to give Louisville a true run for their money. I really like South Carolina Duke on Sunday. I think that's a game you know, where Marquette gave South Carolina quite a ride, you know, in the first half, and then it pulled away. And I, you know, our caller was talking about how underwhelmed he was by the blowouts and the 20-point games, but that Marquette South Carolina game was really close for a long time. And I, you know, I don't want to say that I'm down on Duke just because I, you know, there's been two different Duke teams that have shown up all year, but I look for South Carolina to maybe pull that upset off.
We'll see, man. I could see South Carolina giving Duke some fits. You know, Duke kind of coasted through the first round, and I think that that's something you got to be a little worried about when you coast through those first rounds. You know, you're not necessarily battle tested and ready to go, and you're going to be taking the best shot from a South Carolina team that's hungry to pull off the upset. Let's be honest. And, you know, just looking at the matchups today, again, Louisville, Michigan underway already, Wichita playing Kentucky. I think that that's going to be an interesting game. It's, you know, obviously that mid-major Wichita State.
But they're an exception on that mid-major. You know, they're like Butler back when they played in the Horizon Conference. Or what Gonzaga is. I mean, you know, they're a team with a Final Four pedigree with their head coach, and you know, a lot of those players are gone. But, you know, speaking of a lot of players being gone, you know, Mitch talked about Wisconsin playing kind of being the leftovers from that Kaminsky team. You know, Michigan State is just a team of leftovers, and I think this is one of Izzo's finest coaching jobs. I don't know that I give him much of a chance to take down Rock Chalk Jayhawk at 2:15 on Sunday, but you know. The fact that they're there, I think that, you know, this game might be interesting for the first 25 or 30 minutes between Kansas and Michigan State.
Well, and Michigan State does have some size, so I think that that'll be somewhat significant. And if they can use that and take advantage of the lack of size that KU has, that could obviously bode well for Michigan State. But again, Wichita is playing Kentucky, and then like you said, Michigan State playing KU, Arkansas going up against North Carolina, Rhode Island, maybe that's the shocker of the day, as well as USC. Both those guys are 11 seeds. Rhode Island playing Oregon, and then USC playing Baylor. I think that's going to be an interesting game, man. I could easily see USC taking down Baylor. And we've already talked a little bit about this briefly, South Carolina and Duke, Cincinnati and UCLA. That's another interesting one. Cincinnati can play some interesting defense, man, and they can really slow you down. And we know that UCLA has that high-powered offense, but ultimately – my concern about Oregon as well is, do they play enough defense? U of A can play defense. USC can play defense. I don't know if Oregon plays defense as well as those two teams, and I don't know if UCLA plays defense as well as those two teams, Jeff. So ultimately, I know they're very high-powered as far as their offense, but if the other teams are hot, you got to be able to stop them. And I don't know if UCLA or Oregon can do that.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be the knock on the Pac-12 this season is, you know, they played well in conference. They have gaudy records, but you got to be able to stop the other team on the other side of the floor, especially Oregon. Oregon goes into their, you know, scoring lulls of their own. And I've seen UCLA play some really underwhelming ball. I thought that since, you know, we saw SMU go down to USC, so we've seen the American and the Pac-12 go head-to-head so far. I think it's going to be an interesting game. You know, it's a late game on TBS. UCLA, man, it's just LeVar Ball talks so much that you almost don't want to root for UCLA. And I wasn't rooting for him the first round anyway because they were taking on my Kent State Golden Flashes, but which was a good game until it wasn't. But I think that we're going to see some really quality play, in that South region on the whole, North Carolina and Arkansas. You already got Butler in UCLA or Cincinnati, and then that Wichita State Kentucky game. I think that invites an upset too, but I think Kentucky runs away with that in the end.
Yeah, I mean, we'll find out. I mean, again, you never know. That's a pretty hot basketball team in Wichita State. I think they've won 16 in a row now, if I'm not mistaken, or 17 in a row, somewhere in that neighborhood. And they've been talking a little trash about Kentucky and saying, you know, Kentucky isn't all that great. And I don't know if you want to inspire a Kentucky team that obviously, in my humble opinion, can go out and ball. But we'll see. And speaking of Lonzo Ball and his dad, what do you make of the comments that he made about his son and whatnot about going to the next level and branding with Lonzo Ball?
I mean, I think that it's a good idea if he can make it work. But what if his son is a bust? I mean, we've seen D'Angelo Russell go, you know, we saw him go out to the Lakers as the number two overall pick, and he went down. I think that he's writing a lot of checks that is, you know, that his son can't cash, quite frankly, just yet.
Yeah, and that's the danger that I think when, you know, you have parents getting so involved in everything that you do and being right there at the forefront, sometimes they kind of ruin it for their own kid and they don't realize it. So I've liked it when most parents are hands off and they just kind of let me work with their kid. And I'm talking about on the tennis court more so than anything, because that's where I do my damage with coaching. But truth be told, when the parents get involved and they think their son is all that in a bag of chips, that's when they start getting in trouble. I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be back with Stephen Thomas on the other side. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hardware, folks. Don't miss the Ace Buy 2 Get 1 Free paint sale. Now through Monday only, buy 2 gallons of our top paint brands, Valspar, Clark & Kensington, and Royal, and get the 3rd gallon free. That's right, buy 2 gallons, get 1 free. You know what else is free? The help, because the paint experts at your local Ace will take the time to make sure you get everything you need in one trip. Brushes, rollers, tape, everything. Only at Ace. Offer valid through March 20th. Prices may vary. Limit 2 free gallons of equal or lesser value. See participating store for details.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace. Dr. Approved Medical will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces at little or no cost to you. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us, 800-816-0365. Don't let your knee pain get worse. Call now and get free shipping plus a free pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number, 800-603-0885, 800-603-0885, 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Now, I'll tell you, I'm all right now, but last week I was in rough shape, you know? Now, last week I told my wife I need a home improvement loan. She gave me $1,000 to move out. I'll tell you, my wife, there's always something, you know? Well, the other day I called her up. I said to her, honey, I've been thinking about the last time we had sex. I'm getting excited. She said, who is this? I tell you, my wife, she never went for me. Well, the first time I called her up, she told me, come on over, there's nobody home. I went over, there was nobody home. And I tell you, my wife, she can't cook either. My house, we pray after we eat. I bought a pressure cooker. Now I eat off the ceiling. What a lousy cook. I don't think meatloaf should glow in the dark. I mean, she can't cook at all. She made chocolate mousse and antler got stuck in my throat. I'll tell you my trouble. I got the wrong doctor. You know my doctor, Dr. Vinnie Boombas. Know my doctor? And I saw him last week. I told him, Doc, every day I wake up, I look in the mirror, I want to throw up. What's wrong with me? He said, I don't know, but your eyesight is perfect. Are you kidding? I know I'm ugly. I asked a bartender to make me a zombie. Told me God beat him to it. Well, I'll tell you, no, when you're ugly, all right? Well, Halloween, my wife sends the kids out dressed like me. I mean, I'll tell you the whole story, all right? The whole story, okay? All right. I mean it. I mean, you know when you're ugly. Well, last Halloween, a kid tried to pull my face off. And my kid, they flip a coin to see who has to kiss me goodnight. Now, I don't get no respect from anyone. Well, I called up suicide prevention. They tried to talk me into it.
What the hell's going on out here?
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. What the hell is going on out here is correct. We had a little Rodney Dangerfield for you. A little Vince for you. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Let's get right into it and let's bring up Stephen Thomas, our next guest, comedian, actor, you name it. I heard you're not wearing any pants, and I appreciate that this morning, Stephen, to be honest with you, bro. We like guys that are wearing pants or not wearing pants, but we just like guys that we can talk sports to. So thank you for joining us, man.
Well, I'm telling you, any gig where I can go pantsless, I'm in. I don't even care what the pay is. Just, yeah. I thanks for having me.
Always, man. Always a pleasure. So, hey, just real quickly, before we get into anything too serious, have you been watching March Madness, and what are your thoughts so far?
Well, my thoughts are my idea this year was to just take $20 and set it on fire and make it a vine, but that didn't even work because, you know, vine's gone. So, but it would have saved me a lot of time. Actually, I started out 24-2. I got 24 of the first 26, and then after that, it was like Rick Grimes took over and just exploded my bracket. Villanova, I didn't have them winning, but I had them in the final, and I had Notre Dame to the Elite Eight. And I'm at the point now where I'm so far out of it. I'm just rooting for every upset, and I'm rooting for every broadcast to be interrupted by fat guys streaking onto the court. You know, something entertaining, because there's no way I'm winning that bracket.
Hey, Steven, you know, I look at your profile on Twitter, at 15Steven15, and you have the University of Dayton Flyers avatar up. Did you pick your Dayton Flyers to take down Wichita State in the opening round?
I didn't want to, but I had to. It was, what a horrible draw, right? I mean, geez. I mean, Wichita State, arguably a 4, maybe a 5 seed, and they got into the 10, and it was still a good game. I don't know if anybody watched it. It was a good game. They just ran out of gas at the end. But, yeah, as a proud alum, although I'm not sure that they would be as proud that I am an alum, I think that's a one-way street there, I had to pick them, and my heart, as it always has over my gambling career, ends up costing me money, because I think, I think Wichita State could beat Kentucky. I don't know where you think on them, but I think they're Sweet 16 team.
No, look, me and you are on the same page. I think that Wichita State is a pretty good basketball team. They're coming into the tournament real hot. They've got a lot of confidence. We know that. And they're talking smack about Kentucky and saying that they don't think Kentucky's all that great. I think that that's the thing I'd be concerned about, is waking up a sleeping giant in Kentucky, if you ask me. But I think that they're dangerous. Don't get me wrong. I mean, they're well coached. They play hard. They play 40 minutes. They can shoot the rock when they have to. They get some key baskets as guys can drive the paint and kick out. I was impressed with what I saw from Wichita State. I really was. And I think they do give Kentucky a pretty good battle today.
Well, and I also think they are and I, you know, the Patriot way has become sort of a cliche, but they're a do-your-job kind of team. They know their rules, and they do them, and they don't, well, they rarely try to step outside and do too much, which is one of the big reasons that they beat Dayton, because Dayton, under Archie Miller, has become a program that is very, you know, disciplined, and they won't give you the game. You have to beat them. You have to be fundamentally sound, and Wichita State did that. They played their game, and that's what they do. They know their roles. They go out on the court, and they do them. I mean, what is it that Tristan Thompson says? Be great in your role. I think they've embraced that as a group, and anytime you're in a one-and-done situation, but you have a group, especially young guys, where, you know, emotion is such a big part of any college sport because they're young and they get fired up and down easily in equal amounts. Anytime you all come together like that, you've got a dangerous squad out there, and I don't even know if they would consider – I mean, yeah, 10 seed, technically they're a sleeper, but, I mean, for those of us who, you know how good they are, I don't really think Final Four, quote-unquote, sleeper is really a moniker for them anymore. I'm with you.
Hey, we're talking to comedian Stephen Thomas. Follow him on Twitter, at 15Stephen15. And, you know, the absence of the Pantalones kind of distracted us from the fact that we didn't introduce you as the NFL draft or mock draft enthusiast that you are. And if our listeners don't know, you actually have done a mock draft online and posted it to Twitter every day since the end of the 2016 draft. Tell me what changes at the top of the draft in 290 days. What's different on day 291 that didn't exist on day 288, man?
Well, I have maybe 5% more clue what I'm talking about. That's the biggest thing. But if you go back, and I've gone back and looked at some of the early ones, and this will dovetail into, you know, we're going to start talking about quarterbacks, I'm sure, and everybody's saying, oh, no, pass this year and tank for 2019. Last year at this time, everyone was saying tank for Watson because he is clearly the number one guy. He's going to be the number one overall pick. And now it's 50-50 out there in opinion-wise whether he goes in the first round or the second round. It's so ludicrous to think that we know what's going on. I mean, I think my first draft had Adoree in the top 10. And Carl Lawson was a top 10 pick. And I'm not, you know, downgrading those guys, but I mean, they're, you know, 30s and 40s at this point. It's fun to see that today will be day 291, and the top of the draft, for me anyway, has pretty much solidified. But it all depends on, as it always does, where those quarterbacks go. And I know you've heard the same, sources and stories and rumors, what have you, that I have for months and months and months. We've heard these big media guys saying, oh, the NFL teams, sources I trust are telling me they don't have a first round grade on any of these quarterbacks. And now, in the last week or so, we've heard those same big media guys quoting the same team sources saying, there's five or six teams looking to trade up into the top 10 so they can get their guy. It's really hilarious. If you believe anything that comes out of anybody's mouth between now and the draft, personally, and I know you're in bird gang land there, I can see a scenario where all four of the top guys are gone in the first 13 picks. And that's where you would know better than I would. Do the Cardinals still think they are in their window? Because that, if they do, then I can't see them drafting a quarterback. But if they're starting,
it doesn't matter. You have to develop a quarterback. You can't piecemeal a team together around the likes of Kurt Warner and Carson Palmer. It almost worked with Warner. It clearly doesn't work in the postseason with Carson Palmer. Until they develop a quarterback, they are hitting their ceiling here in Arizona. That's my opinion anyway.
Well, and I would say it definitely worked with Kurt Warner, but it's not working with Carson Palmer. I mean, they did get to the Super Bowl with Kurt Warner. So that's a big difference. I hate to say it. And I'm going to reiterate something that I said to you after it happened when they got crushed by Carolina now two seasons ago. They never recover with Carson Palmer as their quarterback in this situation. However, with that being said, yes, this is their last hurrah, man. It's BA, it's Carson, it's Fitz. They're going to give it one more shot, and this is what they're going with. But I agree with you, Jeff. You got to develop a quarterback along the way this at the same time. Even if this is your last hurrah, Steven, they need to get a quarterback in there that's capable, and I don't think it's the backup that they currently have.
I think that they upgraded the kicker position, bringing in Phil Dawson. I mean, they lost a lot of games on the foot of Chandler Catanzaro and the special teams in general a year ago. I think that Phil Dawson brings that leadership to special teams, and we all know what an icon he is in Cleveland Browns lore.
I don't mean to downplay that, but this is a quarterback's league. So at the end of the day, get yourself a quarterback, and then you'll be able to compete. Go ahead, Steven.
Well, then let me throw this at you, because I tend to agree with you. I think Carson hit late 30s wall, and it's not to downgrade anything that he did in the past, but I don't think he's the guy anymore. But if they do, as you say, believe that they are still in their window and this is their last year, while I agree they have to develop a young quarterback, of course, everybody does, do they try at least kick the tires, make a phone call, and try to get into the Tony Romo sweepstakes?
That's a great idea. You know what? That's a great idea. I mean, we're hearing like Houston and Denver and whatnot, but that if they could pull that off, I would actually really like that move a lot, actually. And that would be a tough one for Carson to swallow. I just don't know if they can do that because of the relationship that they have with Carson, but Tony Romo coming to Arizona would make a little bit of sense, Jeff.
I think so. But, you know, are you looking at Drew Stanton starting in game two, given Romo's history and especially his recent
history? True. No, that's true. I mean, that's the one thing you do have to worry about with Tony Romo is he going to play one play? Is he going to play 100 plays? Is he going to play 1,000 plays? You have no idea, because if that guy gets hit, go ahead.
He played enough to get that bonus check of $64.11. I mean, that's the type of money that Eric Cartman's willing to feed Scott Tenorman's parents over a small denomination of money like that. But I thought it was funny. He went like 3 or 4 with a touchdown pass and got himself almost $65 in bonus monies.
Yeah, Steven, and I think, I don't know how it would work. Obviously, they would have to, you know, move Carson somewhere, and the personal relationship is something I can't speak on, and I don't even really know how it would work cap-wise. But just looking at it, you know, from a team standpoint, if this is your last hurrah, he's really the only guy left out there that you could say, if he stays healthy and all those things you just mentioned, yeah, this is a guy that could take us from competing for the division to competing for the Super Bowl. He's the only one left. And I think he is also, and Jeff, you and I have talked about this on Twitter, he's the reason that the quarterback market has been so crazy slow, because he is the first domino that absolutely has to fall before anybody, you know, quote-unquote, settles for Cutler or Kaepernick or whoever they're going to go after next. He's the first domino, and I think Jerry Jones knows that. And he is truly enjoying wielding that power. That is right up Jerry Jones' alley, holding the rest of the league hostage, because Romo has to, wherever he goes, that's choice one for your, you know, Denver and Houston and, you know, Arizona, like you said, or, you know, I've heard some people say Kansas City. I don't buy that, but any of your contenders that think they're a quarterback away, he's their first choice. Has to be. And then once he's gone, then you look at whoever else, and the rest of the dominoes will fall. And I think it's going to happen at the meetings later this month, the owners' meetings. I think there's going to be a trade. It'll be, you know, nothing big, because nobody's going to give up a lot. But I do think that Jerry will win this game of chicken, because he can hold on to Romo until after the draft. And all the teams need that decision made before the draft, and he knows that. So I think he's relishing this power that he rolls, and until Romo falls, we don't know where the rest of these guys are going to go.
Good stuff as always, Steven. I hear the music means we got to kick it to a break. We'll catch up with you in the next few weeks, buddy.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Steven Thomas, comedian, L.A. Check him out. On his Twitter handle. Jeff will give it to you on the other side. We'll be right back. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. It's Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
You wouldn't believe it if I told you this was the biggest loss of my whole career. Really? Great for you guys. So what if a bookie gets hit hard? Big joke. Big joke. Never occurs to you that I got a wife and kids like other people. Well, There goes the 2 weeks at camp I promised the kids this summer. What are you going to do with all that loot?
Get an operation so I can play my violin again.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Make a million, lose a million. That's the way it goes.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of this hour here on Dorfon Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Quick reminder, we are live every Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and then we rebroadcast on Monday mornings at 8 o'clock Pacific Time, I believe. So you can always check us out on Cox Cable and then always on the program as well on Sundays. Jeff, real quickly, pop in. Quick shout-out, man, and your final word.
All about hunger. If you've had a taste of the championship, it's not as easy to get back. We saw Wisconsin was hungrier than Villanova. You know, be on alert. Cubs, Clemson, everybody else has got a championship in their back pocket. It's tough to get back.
On Wisconsin, baby. That's all I can say. For Jeff, for Scott, for Evan Milstein, and obviously Stephen Thomas for joining us on the program, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace, and we are out of here. Until next week on Dorf on Sports, with Jeff Rich and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Guess what?
What? What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.